Raman and Shagun's marriage had been arranged along standard lines. She the beauty, he the one with the brilliant prospects. Their first child had been born within a year. On learning of his young wife's pregnancy, Raman had blamed himself. He should have been more careful. He wasn't sure he was ready to be a father. He made the mistake of divulging his doubts to his mother. He hadn't been married long enough to be wary of such confidences. "I really wish this hadn't happened so soon. We need more time together," he started. His mother bridled. "What will she do when you are in office? It is not as though you can be together night and day, particularly when you are in a traveling job." "She's only 22. It may interest you to know that I myself was only 19 when I had you. There was less awareness then. And if you had me at 19, surely that was not good for you, Mummy. You don't want your daughter-in-law to go through the same thing. Beta, it is good to have children early. By the time they settle down, you are still young and free enough to enjoy." What she didn't mention was that as a grandmother, she imagined she would have more of a role in her son's life. As it was, she only saw him on Sundays, which just about broke her heart. Shagun herself had no doubts. Everything was a glorious adventure, and being pregnant plunged her into the center of all attention. She didn't throw up once. Her skin glowed, her hair shone. Her husband called her a Madonna. Her mother said she was fruitful like the earth. Her in-laws looked proud and fed her almonds and ghee whenever they could get near her. The birth of a boy added to her glory. She had gotten over the duties of air producing smoothly. There would be no need to have another child. Her son had inherited her looks and color, a further source of gratification. To Raman's amazement, her figure resumed its girlish curves, leaving only breasts that were more abundant. She now looked like those ideal women described in the Kama Sutra, their hair like a cloud of bees, their breasts like mountains of honey, their eyes like those of a deer, a waist that could be spanned by his two hands, well, almost, a belly that folded over in three flat folds, and a walk that was like an elephant's. When he told her this, she laughed and said, "You now have a private zoo."